I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now with the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. He is the editor of ETF Trends. And if you listen carefully to the segments we do each week, we go over those things that are trends for the time being and trends for time immemorial, basically. And you need to sort of take a look at both and try to figure out what you want to do with your portfolio. But you can do almost anything you want with ETFs because even though they are sort of the new frontier, they have expanded so rapidly that you can get granular with them and own a little tiny bits, or you can say, yeah, let me just lay down a whole market and use it that way. And if you want more information and you want to learn how to use your ETFs better, check out ETFtrends.com. Follow Tom on Twitter at ETFtrends and at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the First Trust NASDAQ Clean Edge Green Energy Index Fund, ticker QCLN.
QCLN. And, you know, Tom, this may be one of those ETFs for the moment, because while it's the ETF of this week, you would have wanted to own it last week, because once we got through that Fed meeting, it was like everybody wanted to talk again about clean energy and everything that was power and solar power and solar energy.
I want all the power you can give me.
Yeah, they wanted all the power you could give them, and we had this little pop. So obviously, you're not thinking that was a trend for the last week, but how big a trend, how much is that pushing it, and how long are we going to be in this fund?
Well, you're right, Chuck. I mean, solar energy has been around for a while, but just in the last year, we've really seen a bit of a pop. Now, it's a couple things. A, the technology is getting better. B, the government for a while has been subsidizing renewable energy and clean energy companies, and I think they're going to continue to do so. And the uniqueness about this index, this ETF, is it's not just passive in nature. They throw 30 stocks in it and that's it. Twice a year, in March and September, they reconstitute the portfolio and they also rebalance the portfolio quarterly. Now, this is a good thing because, for example, Tesla, which is one of the biggest holdings here, is up 65% year to date. So what it does is it brings that allocation to Tesla back down at the end of the quarter. So if in fact other solar related or clean energy related companies happen to do well, they're able to run and bring the rest of the index with them, as opposed to being in a situation like the NASDAQ 100, where Apple was 20% of that index for a very long period of time.
Because of the nature of this play, where we are looking at something that should be a theme, not just for the near-term future, but for the long-term future, rest of our lives, let's see how we can change the energy picture. Is this an allocation that we're making for the rest of our days or for the foreseeable future? Or is this something that is so market sensitive, you got to do it now, but be ready to get out?
No, I think this is so volatile and fluid that if you look at it from a fundamental standpoint, we're not going backwards. We're going to be moving forwards. The question is when. So if you're over 50, maybe it's something that you want to stay away from. But if you're under 50, a 2% allocation in your equity portfolio for the long term makes sense. And I think, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, you're going to be very happy because the big players that are in that space, I think, will continue to do well, or most of them will continue to do well as we look forward. But we are going to have some different sources of energy here in the U.S. specifically. And the government stepped up and made that mandate. Companies have stepped forward and said we need to do a better job. And as Americans, I think we're all for it. And we've seen a huge shift in renewable energy and clean energy, and I think we'll continue to see traction in that space.
For investors looking at this play, what's their sell signal? Because this is clearly, since you've made it a volatile play, what is the number? Is it 200-day moving average, or is that too long here?
I honestly think that this is one of those, and usually, Chuck, you know, I usually have a specific sell point. I think if you just say 2% in your equity allocation, if you're under 50, and you hold it for the next 5 years, you're going to be happy. It may go below its 200-day average, but I think this is one of those things where, from a timing standpoint, especially since it's a small allocation, you're going to feel, A, I'm participating, and B, is it going to make a big difference in my retirement at 2%? Probably not, but what it will do is it'll open your eyes to the opportunities and the companies in the clean energy space. And to some degree, if you're interested, you may end up doing more.
Well, and also it'll add to your small cap, mid cap exposure, because of course a lot of these companies are not yet giants.
Well, exactly. And, you know, that's the great thing about it. I mean, when we're in a situation like we are now, from an, you know, we're in a recovering economy, and usually during periods of recovering economies, small and mid-cap stocks tend to outperform large-cap stocks. It's when more money goes into research and development, more money goes into speculation, and hey, this is one of those sectors where we're going to see a lot of speculation, right?
Absolutely. So we're giving people the permission to speculate. It's the ETF of the week. Go and find the power. It is the First Trust NASDAQ Clean Edge Green Energy Index Fund. QCLN is the ticker. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. For more information, it is ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends on Twitter, also at Tom Lydon. Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.